joining us right now is the president and CEO of McLaren Port here in hospital, Jen Montgomery. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Along with the chairwoman of the McLaren Port here and Board of Trustees, Mona Armstrong. Mona, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
As I mentioned, this is Heart Month. It's Go Red for Women Day. I mean, every month is going to be Heart Month at McLaren Port here, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We've made it a priority in terms of our cardiovascular care.
Well, yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the new James C. Acheson Heart and Vascular Center that will open later this year.
We are very fortunate to have received a very generous gift from Dr. Acheson. It's going to offer comprehensive cardiac and vascular testing. We're going to have two new cardiovascular labs for cardiac and vascular procedures. And ultimately, what that means is we're going to have the most, the best positive outcomes for our patients.
Yeah, this is so important. It's so important to have something like that in our community, isn't it, Jen?
Absolutely. We kicked off this with a gift from Dr. Acheson originally for the Impella, which is the world's smallest heart pump. And that actually allows us to take care of the sickest cardiac patients in the community and not have to ship them out.
Yeah, that's a big deal. This is just one of many things that you've seen in your time there as the chair of the Board of Trustees, isn't it, Mona?
That's right. I've been on the board since 2008, and I've chaired the board for the last 5 years. And so we are a board that's made up of local community members. That's really important for us, yeah. That our hospital is a reflection of the values and priorities of our community. So in 2015, when we sought out a partner, we went through a pretty extensive vetting process and ultimately affiliated with McLaren Port Huron, with McLaren Corporate. Mm-hmm. And what that's meant for us, I think the community has seen. We have the Karmanos Cancer Center. We have the brand new tower. We have all private rooms in that tower, and we're completing renovation that will result in completely all private rooms in the hospital. And now this cardiovascular center, as a result of Dr. Acheson's generous gift. Ultimately, we're the only provider for open heart surgeries in the Blue Water area. And what we as a board want is that people will be able to get that quality health care here in the community, yeah. Not have to go outside of the community. If you live in St. Clair and Sanilac County, we want the most advanced technological health care, mm-hmm. quality health care to be provided to you right here in town.
Well, Heart Month is a good time to celebrate that and to, as we said, today is Go Red for Women Day. And so we talk about women's health and women's heart health because that's very important. I mean, heart health for women is a big issue, isn't it?
It's a huge issue, and the typical signs and symptoms that you see advertised for a man having heart issues is very different for women. Women have very vague symptoms, and so it's really important that you're paying attention to your body and being checked for cholesterol and high blood pressure annually.
Yeah, it's something to be aware of, and that's why today is Go Red for Women Day. I want to get back to the Heart and Vascular Center that is going to be opening later this year. How's the progress on that, Mona?
Actually, it's under construction right now, and we expect it's going to be open in either late summer, early fall, so absolutely on track. We've been, actually, as a board member, very it's been amazing to see all of that work, all of that construction, $161 million put into the community. It's been on time. It's been on budget. And so this center is right in line with that.
Yeah, very exciting stuff over at McLaren Port here. And Mona, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. And Jen, good to see you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It is 18 past 8 o'clock now here on WPHM.